With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Emergency crews responded after a threatening letter with white powder was sent to the home of Donald Trump Jr.
Trump Jr. opened the letter, which also contained a death threat. Officials on the scene reportedly do not believe the substance was deadly. It's the second time white powder has been sent to the former president's oldest son. In 2018, his then-wife Vanessa was taken to a New York City hospital after she opened an envelope addressed to her husband that contained an unidentified white powder. Police later said the substance was not dangerous. In March 2016, FBI agents investigated a threatening letter sent to the Manhattan apartment of Donald Trump's son, Eric, that also contained a white powder that turned out to be harmless. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the next presidential primary is today in the Wolverine State.
Now that Donald Trump's made it four in a row with his win in South Carolina, the next contest comes Tuesday in Michigan.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified.
But Nikki Haley isn't giving up.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
Meanwhile, speaking for the Biden campaign, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says the president deserves to beat Trump for a second time.
President Biden gets up every day and works hard to protect the American people.
She spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Another recall attempt is underway against California Governor Gavin Newsom. Conservative activists with the group Rescue California say the governor is spending too much time on the national political scene rather than focusing on issues that face California and California voters. This is SRN News. The State Department goes gender neutral.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with the small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. This is SRN News. Leap Day is this Thursday.
Leap years happen almost every 4 years, but not exactly. You may recall it's to match the calendar with the seasons. Purdue University's David Minton.
If we didn't have the leap years, eventually the spring would start to drift and we'd start having the first day of spring be in January or October.
He says that's because the length of the day and the length of the year are not really related to each other.
There used to be more days in a year than there are now. And that's continuing. You know, the Earth is slowing down.
He says one day the number of days in years will be exactly 365, but that's 2 to 3 million years from now.
So if you wait around 2 to 3 million years, your calendars are going to be a lot more simple.
I'm Julie Walker.
An illegal immigrant from Venezuela accused of opening fire on police in Times Square earlier this month is being indicted on attempted murder charges. More details at SRNnews.com.